Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. Happy holidays. Salutations to everybody, man. You already know what it is, man. I want to tell y'all thanks for the support for the last couple of years for niggas fucking with me. I just want to say that, man. Got a good guest coming on tonight. Waiting for the guest to call up here. Bear me for a second. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. First time guest on the show. I don't think I've ever had Shorty on this show ever, man. I think I spoke to her when I was on the old show over there, man. Let me get the sister on here, man. This should be real good, man. Chop it up with homegirl right here. Jazz the Rapper, what's good, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's poppin', Jazz? How are you, sister?
I'm all right. Just getting ready for tomorrow. Stuff like that.
Happy holidays to you, first off.
Same to you. Thank you.
Sister, let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
Ghostwriting, man. When you heard about Bonnie Ghost, I'm going right for the juggler. When you heard Bonnie was ghostwriting, what was the first initial reaction? Because I saw your post when you said this is why I want to battle her. But when you put that out, is there a reason you felt that way before? That's why you was hesitant to not battle her?
No, that's
her,
not
or?
What I said. I didn't say okay. This is why I didn't want to battle her. What I said was I just turned down the battle that I got asked to do a few days prior to that coming out. But I don't really remember my initial reaction normally. When I do hear stuff like that and, like, the proof is pretty much there, I get upset because it's just, it doesn't make sense to me. But everybody's not going to think like me, but it doesn't make sense to me. It's just, it defeats the whole purpose, in my opinion, of actually battle rapping.
Do you look at it, Jazz, like, it's already, niggas don't want to give y'all props already and try to funnel y'all already as a female gender, that y'all, you know, they have some niggas writing rhymes or and when somebody, you find out somebody, even, listen, let's be real, Jazz, you probably know better than me. There's been conversations behind closed doors about niggas having ghostwriters also. So let's not even put it on the female species only, you know what I mean? But when you hear that, though, the stigma that y'all have already, does that also put a black eye to y'all or not?
I think it does, but it doesn't bother me as much because people already think that. So I feel like there's harm. There's no more harm that can be done. So, I mean, you know, people are like, oh, people already think y'all don't write for each other now. I mean, y'all don't write for yourselves. Now this is coming out and it makes it worse. It doesn't make it worse. It just confirms what people thought. You know what I mean? And it is just that one person or whoever it's about, it is just that. So, I mean, as long as I know I'm living right, it ain't nothing in my conscience. I mean, it's probably mad people scared that they're going to be outed. Feel me? But I don't really got nothing to be afraid of. So I'm listen, man, it really, really bothers me. I don't think people understand how much it bothers me. Like, it really bothers me. And then, you know, with Bonnie, you know, it came out with Kwani Kush and Lotta Zay and things like that.
Yes,
and
yes.
it didn't really stick because this is somebody, Kwani Kush was somebody that hadn't done much. And
Bonnie's done a lot,
battle rap. Right. Bonnie's a name. Bonnie has battled people. Bonnie is, you know,
battle
Bonnie's
niggas.
Name. You feel me? She battled so many people, and people actually wanted to see her battle me. Like, so it's just kind of like, that's a big name. This is not nothing that you just brush off.
Right.
At least I can't. The fans might, because, I mean, that's just the way, you know, battle rap is. You find out something or news, you know, it's this big joke for 2-3 days, but after that it dies out. That's cool.
But Jazz, I got to keep it real, though,
really.
Sister Jazz. I got to keep it real, though. When I'm watching niggas like Arcane, right, if I'm getting the King of the Dot pay-per-view, though, sister, and I'm seeing Arcane the first in that color by my mind, Jazz, I'm like, why is this nigga off my screen? You know what I'm saying, Jazz? That's the first thing that comes to my mind. And even when Prez came back, it was like, you know, you start thinking, did he write that himself? Do you think she could bounce back from that? Or?
I mean, it's going to be harder. It's definitely going to be harder because she's a female. And see, what Prez did was he took off a while, maybe a year. I don't know if Bonnie can afford to do that. I don't even think I honestly feel like she's still gonna get booked. And the reason she's gonna get booked is because there are still gonna be people that want to battle her because she's a name. Like
she's a brand.
Some people, right? Exactly. So for some people, they're gonna be
wild
like,
and out. This kind of
I could kill her. I could kill her over. I could cure her with this. You know, things like that. But you know, with Prince, he did take a break. Some people were kind of weary about watching him again. You know what I mean? But
right.
A lot of people do bring up the Prince situation when talking about the Bonnie situation. I think it's slightly different because Prince didn't have a writer. He recited somebody.
Merrick City, song. I think it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he recited somebody's song with the hook and everything. And although, yes, they both did say somebody else's work, the way Bonnie's is she asked for somebody to write for her. Well, that's her story. She asked for somebody to write for her, and they gave her those bars. Now, it's just kind of like, again, because it's a female, it's harder. I think it's going to be harder to come back from it.
Right.
But at the same time, she might still get booked. There might be people that still want to battle her.
You're right, Jazz. You're right, though.
Me? But it's just kind of
right,
like,
that ain't no bullshit.
With integrity. Yeah.
Would you battle her?
No, I already said I wouldn't. I can't because I don't know. It's kind of like, if you felt like if you felt that you could trust a friend to give you bars that time, I ain't no telling when else you've done it. So it's just, that's not, like I said, it's not fair. It's not fair to people that, you know, just dedicate their time to write all their bars.
Mm.
That's for anybody. Not just Bonnie. That's for anybody.
What was your first battle again, Jazz? What was your very first battle that you had?
My first battle was against Sky. That was 2011, almost 7 years ago.
Yeah, I'm a dark-skinned shorty. That's right, dark-skinned shorty. How was that feeling riding your first initial three rounds for an individual? You remember that feeling?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was kind of, it was weird because I'd never battled before that. That was my first battle. That was the first time riding for a battle. I was familiar with the format, though, because I did watch Smack. Well, yeah, I watched Smack when I was a kid. And then I was hip to URL. And I found out about Queen of the Ring probably a few months before I took the battle with Sky. I was excited. I was very excited. Then, you know, as it approached, I was nervous because I'm like, what if they don't like me? I was kind of like that for a year. Like, what if they don't like me? But, when I started rapping, they was liking me. That's why I was so giddy. Like, I was all smiling and laughing in the ring. And that's when people was like, oh, she's such a good girl. She's smiling all the time and she's laughing. Mm-hmm. That's where that came from. Because I was just happy that people were, like, filling my bars. It was just like, and it was kind of, it was nothing to me to write punchlines because that's the type of rapper I am. Punchline rapper, like I was really looking up to Cassidy and Papu,
Newborn,
and
Newborn.
It was
Newborn was your man's in them. Good. Used to say, I used to watch you back in the day. So Newborn was your favorite battle rapper. Footage still out here, Jazz.
No.
Come on now.
Newborn was
no Khan. It was Khan. It was Khan.
Yeah.
My bad. It was Khan.
Yeah. I'm like Newborn. No, exactly.
My bad. It was Khan.
Right, because I'm a punchline rapper, so I'm gonna gravitate towards that. And I ain't gonna lie, like. Back when Grind Time days too, remember Khan used to like flip everybody's name?
Yes.
That's how
yes.
I came up
name
with flips. The third round for Sky. Like my whole third round for Sky was name flips. I got that from Conceited. Like I'm like, yo, I'm about to just what's my thing? In every way possible, I'm gonna fuck your name up. Like that became my thing. Like and But, yeah, when people kept talking about my third round, I remember even Hollow acknowledged me because of that third round. So, I mean, it was just cool. It was like, yo, they like me. I was like 19.
Damn. How old are you now, Jazz?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to be 22.
How old are you now?
On Friday.
Damn, son.
26? Yeah, time slot. Yep.
Jazz, we've actually watched you grow from 19 to womanhood,
yeah.
Graduated from college, right? Am I right on that? You graduated
yeah.
from college. Yo, Jazz, I'm going to be real with you. There's one thing I gotta give you mass salute on that alone, just on graduating. You've always had big aspirations, bigger than battle rap for you. You know what I'm saying? So I got to salute you, sister, for, you know, going to school and living your dream. What you plan on doing, though?
You
mind me asking? I have to segue to somewhere else, but, you know, the different side of jazz and
I mean,
rap, I like to know.
As far as the school thing and what I was doing with school, I mean, I haven't really been doing anything with that because, honestly, I really, really am trying to be an artist. I feel like I have everything for it except the drive, so I just got to learn how to apply myself because, you know, like I said, I feel like I have everything, and then, you know, I battle rap to get my name out there. I just didn't expect my name to be this big. I don't think anybody expected their name to be as big as it is. Like,
right.
if you, like when I think about, like, the other day, somebody commented on one of my music videos on YouTube, and they was like, much love from Germany. I was watching German rap battles, and I came across your battles, and now I'm here at your music. And it was like, damn, it's that easy for you to be seen. You know what I mean? So I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Like, it's so much support everywhere. So it's really about applying myself.
People almost run up on you all the time just to be like, let me get a picture or what's up, Jazz? You probably get that all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I get often. I get recognized pretty often.
Is it annoying?
No, it's never been annoying. People always ask me that. Do I get annoyed? No, I really don't. I've always liked it, and I think also because I am a people person, it doesn't bother me. Sometimes it'll be days where I'd be like, I hope nobody recognizes me, or something like that. Or if I'm not really in a good mood and I get recognized, I'd be hoping I don't come off, you know, a certain type of way, because first impression is everything. I don't want people like, yeah, I saw Jazz, but she was a bitch, or she was acting like she didn't want to talk to me, so... It'd be kind of difficult, but other than that, I'd be perfectly fine with it. Perfectly fine.
So, let me ask you, so before you battled Sky, obviously you were writing rhymes before that, right? So what made you decide, who gave you the drive or, you know, you were like, I know you probably watched battle rap, but what made you decide, like, this is what I want to do, even though you was writing music or writing just, you know, scraps of paper, just writing bars? Was it like that?
Well, Bebo,
the book of rhymes?
Devo put me on the Queen of the Ring, and at this point, I already knew DNA and Newborn. So Newborn was like, yo, Jazz, you already can rap. All you got to do is put it in battle format. And that's what the hell I did. I mean, I did the best I could. I wasn't a pro at all because I got criticism for years about my delivery.
I did.
So
I criticized you for years, Jazz.
I finally got it probably.
Yo, Jazz, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I gotta keep it real again. I know we had a conversation, but y'all, if y'all don't know me and Jazz history, I used to pick this girl. I picked this girl to lose against QB. I was wrong. I thought 40 was gonna mile Ewok Jazz. I remember I was on Angry Fan Show saying, yo, man, Jazz don't stand no goddamn chance against 40, my niggas. We gonna stop playing this fucking games, bro. We gonna stop playing these games. 40 Jazz don't want no smoke with 40 bars. We're not even gonna do that. We are not going to do that. So, Jazz, I'm reading on Twitter, right, as the battle's going on with your battles on the island. This is going on. And everybody named Mars is tweeting, Jazz is leaving Earth. 40's in a casket. Yo, when I tell you my timeline, when niggas shooting at me, yo, John John did tell me he's going to whoop my ass, though. I'm going to keep it real. Shout out to John John. That's my guy. John John did tell me he was going to do that, though. Were you shocked the way, yo, that was flawless 3 rounds. Like, you had a body on top of that, and you were flawless. Like, was that your best material, in your opinion, that you had to anybody? I think it was. I could be wrong. Even your QB shit, the stink earrings, like, pussy thing, the earrings, that shit was crazy.
Contrary to belief, I think my best material was for Official. I feel like those were the best 3 rounds Eskimo has ever put in together, because it's just, it's not going to be.
Nah, Jazz,
like
your swag was different against 40, though, sis. Your swag was different against 40.
Yeah, but you said
40,
material, though.
Right, material.
I crashed my rounds, and material-wise, my official battle was my best material-wise. honestly, but like showing, like overall, it would be between QB and 40. But I would probably go with 40 because I was more comfortable. I'm always more comfortable on clean of the ring. So I'm going to go with 40. But that QB, if somebody say they like me better as QB, I wouldn't even argue.
I thought QB was going to beat you up too, though.
I'm expected to lose pretty much every battle. There's nothing new to me. That's nothing new to me at all. I learned that from when I battled every battle after Shayna, QB, 40 Hustle, Official, E-Heart. I was always expected to lose by my majority or a lot. You feel me? And that's why I think that's why I always push my pen so much more because I always felt like I had something to prove. But it was just weird that, remember, everybody choked. It was weird to me. And it always was everybody's, like, not so good showing. So then I always had asterisks. And I think that's also why a lot of people felt I would lose every battle because they would say, well, she only won her last battle because her opponent got it out. But she's going to lose this one. And then the next battle, the person's not that good. And then they say it again.
Yeah, because wasn't a time going on where I thought you felt like that? Every time I battle somebody, some bullshit or an excuse or something.
Yep.
Like an asterisk towards it and shit. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jazz, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think that card that you was on with you, 40, was it Tori Doe, C3, Couture, Official, Farrah, and QB, that was one of the best female battle rap cards ever? Would you agree with me?
Card.
That shit was lit, Jazz. What happened? It's like, y'all niggas was on fire, Jazz. Y'all was on fire. What the fuck happened? Because I support y'all niggas, man. What happened after that? Like, after that card, shit just feel like, I don't know. Am I wrong about something?
Nah, you're absolutely right. That card was the best card, right? And
yeah, that shit was fire.
Best venue, Urban Plaza. But it just seemed like after that, things happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know, man. I know QB. Well, actually, me and Queen of the Ring had a fallout. QB and Queen of the Ring had a fallout. I think Ms. Hustle might have been stopped battling there, but Ms. Hustle.
Yeah, she's doing music now.
Me, QB, and Hustle was like really big names. You know what I mean?
Yes.
40 was their money. 40 was their money maker. So after our battle, it kind of shot her down. You know what I mean? So it was kind of weird. It was difficult for them. Official, she battles a different league. So she'll go to Queen of the Ring and do her numbers, but she still was doing her thing everywhere else. E-Heart, you got E-Heart, but who's E-Heart going to battle? You know what I mean? So it was like, it was weird. Like so much things happened that year that helped, well, not helped, but contributed to the downfall after NHB.
I know you love battle rap and you support the culture. I mean, we've seen you for years, Jazz. Still have the drive of battle rap? As you're 26, you're already 26 in a couple of days. What, you still have that drive where it's like, you know, it is what it is at this point?
You know what's crazy? Like, it was so funny when I first started. You know, people would be like, okay, how long are you going to battle rap for? And I swear to God, I would say, I can't see myself battling past 25, bro. I'm not doing that. And
you had a time limit? You had a time limit? You had a limit where you're like, all right, this is going to be at this 25 and that's it? Right.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't think that I would be even doing it this long, but 25 was like my cutoff for some reason. I don't know why, because I'm just like, that's a long time. But it's weird because at this point, it's feeling like, what else is there to do? Because just in general, like as far as resume and competition, I feel like the resume is there. You know what I mean? And if people haven't realized, I am very strategic. So I battle certain people. I battle certain people at certain times for certain reasons. And the E-Heart battle, after the official battle, since it went how it went, I had so many people I could have battled. I had E-Heart, I had Tori, and I had Couture. Those were like the top three names that people were throwing. So E-Heart with obviously
Jazz, hold on. Let's have an honest conversation, though. because niggas love you so much, you like little sister people. Was there a little gas against you and E-Hawk, sis? Let's be real. Let's have real talk, Jazz. Was there a little bit, though? Come on, man.
I'm going to tell you why there wasn't gas. Because I'm going to tell you exactly why.
All right.
Because if E-Hart was getting that same reaction, nobody would call it gas.
But you're different, though, man. Niggas love you, Chaz. Come on, man. Niggas love you. Like, you know what I mean?
So
you like the bad,
so
you like our battle rap sister princess, you know?
But that's the crazy part. Niggas, the same amount of niggas that love me, the same amount of people that don't like me. But this listen to what I'm saying. Like, let's say me and E-Hawk got the same amount of reaction. Niggas wouldn't say, oh, Jazz is being gassed. Or let's say I was getting the same amount of reaction as E-Hart, and E-Hart was getting the same amount of reaction that I got. The tables were turned. Nobody would say E-Hart is gassed. Nobody would say that. And they wouldn't say that because, like you said, people look at me as, you know, battle rap little sister, whatever. So they're going to automatically think, nah, y'all really doing too much. Like, I feel like what it was is I knew exactly what was going to happen. I wrote for that to happen. That's why in my third round, I had like this scheme with the stomach or some shit. And I said something about gassing. I said something about y'all going to say it's gas or something like that. Because I knew I've been in this predicament so many times, three, like so many times, to where I predicted
Jazz, my co-host and I, Jazz, my co-host and I had an argument, right? I said, yo, listen, I might edge E-Hart. That nigga told me, shut the fuck up, nigga. Don't you ever disrespect Jazz. And I'm like, my nigga, I'm not disrespecting Jazz. I'm just edging. Yeah, man. Like, nigga, yo, I'm like, my nigga, I'm say, I edge it. I ain't saying, you're not gonna kill Jazz, my nigga. She's never get washed. I just edge it to heart. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, you're bugging.
Yeah.
Go back to the first round. I'm like, all right, my nigga, fine, man. Yo.
I honestly feel like people, because I was getting so much reaction, it makes people want to give E-Hart rounds. I feel like that too. I don't have a problem with it. I'm at the
point. Right.
I really feel like that because you're going to think, all right, nah, niggas is gassing Jazz. E-Hart got that round. It's just kind of like, what does the crowd reactions have to do with who you think won? I just don't see it.
I feel like
the battle in general can be debated. Like if you want to,
yeah, it's very debated.
You can. I'm not gonna sit here and say y'all bugging, but I feel like it also it could be a me clear win. So it just all depends on what you like. And again, I'm at the point where I took that battle because, again, after the official battle, I had a lot.
Your resume is mean, sis. Your resume is mean, sis. For real.
I don't have the best resume, but I do got some good names.
Fam, you battled QB, official, Miss Hustle. Like, what are we doing here? Like, come on. Only person you battled is Gaddis, which I wish that would happen.
Right. Right, I do feel like
I ain't really care too much.
Like
you
Gaddis.
And Bonnie,
that's
but I always thought you and Gaddis would have been a good back and forth. You know
I
mean?
Agree. I think me and Gaddis definitely would have been a great battle. At this point, it's kind of just like
and Couture.
I think me and Gaddis.
What about Jazz? You and Couture would have been kind of nice too, though, sis. You and Couture.
I agree, but again, after the official battle, like because I knew I wanted to battle official after 4D, like I knew that. So, boom, that battle happened. Now I'm sitting here like, all right, who do I take after official? Because now I'm at the point where I'm not even as excited as I used to be for battle rap, period. Not just battle, but battle rap, period.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, I need to take a battle to where I know I'm going to do great. I know somebody's going to push my 10. And E-Hart was that. Couture would be a battle of entertainment and angles.
Performance heavy. Performance heavy.
You know,
Couture, boy.
Then Tori. I'm sorry. I don't really know how I would battle Tori. I think I would battle Tori with more bars because that's not really her strong suit. I mean,
yo,
I don't have
would you agree?
Hold
on, Jazz.
But,
would you agree with me that Tori Doe's flow, her flow is just like spot. It's flawless. On flow alone,
yeah,
is flawless.
I like her. I really, really like her conviction, like the way she raps.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it, but she the way her conviction is like she's talking down on you. Like she got all the confidence. She has all the confidence in the world. Like she definitely has a really, really good delivery. I do like Terry.
40 did her dirty though. 40 did her dirty though.
Yeah, that was. That's a classic. That's definitely a classic.
Yeah, that was a classic.
I took E-Heart all in all. The honest reason I took E-Heart is because if I was to battle Tory, niggas would still say, but you got to battle E-Heart. If I was to battle Couture, niggas would
yes,
still got to battle
said
E-Heart.
That.
But if I battle E-Heart,
we'd have said
you
that,
battle
and, that's facts.
Exactly. If you battle E-Heart and don't, like, die or don't lose clearly,
yeah.
You can't sit here and tell me I got to battle another girl. No, I don't. I do not have to battle anybody else if I get E-Heart and do what I got to do. So I'm like, I just
right,
need one
right.
and done. And that's it. So it was just like I was in a different type of zone with that E-Heart battle. Like I had everything to lose. Everything.
Mm.
Every single thing. But I just, like I said, I wrote I catered to the crowd. Like I literally wrote because I needed to get the crowd because I didn't have the crowd with Official. I didn't have the crowd. And that can make something good look bad. Like when I say my material was overlooked, because I didn't have the crowd. People like to say, that, oh, the crowd doesn't matter. It does. The crowd does matter. It affects viewers. Like, whether they want to admit it or not, the crowd affects viewers. So I'm like, yo, I got to get the crowd, but also I gotta perform because she doesn't perform. So I have to do things that I'm not used to doing. Like, I have to step out of my shell. And then my father... Like, I don't even know how I thought of that. I was like...
Yo, was you uncomfortable though, sis? Was you uncomfortable though?
Was I uncomfortable?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Pop Duke's right there though. You was a little uncomfortable?
Why would I be uncomfortable?
I don't know, Jazz. I mean, your pops, you know, I don't know. I think my daughter would be
embarrassed.
I think my daughter would not do that in front of me though. I think she would look at me like, nah. Not around this nigga.
I think if it was like my first or second battle, I would feel weird. But
oh, he's seen you before. Obviously, he's seen you before. Right.
He hasn't seen me live, but he watches battles. Like he watches battles. So it wasn't really. It was like he wasn't even there. I wasn't even worried about. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. I wasn't even worried about nothing. All I wanted to do was get my balls out, have niggas react. And let them know that I'm back. Like y'all can't hit one battle. Y'all can just niggas was really you know, my slogan works every year that I use it because people always forget. Like when I battle and then I don't, people always forget what I really do. You know what I mean? So it's like I have to remind niggas like, yo, this is what I do. Don't let that Official battle make you think I've always been overrated or I've never been that great. Because at the end of the day, that battle was the best female battle that year. But if I died, it wouldn't have been the best battle. Like, so it was just like, I mean, who do you want to remind these niggas? Feel me? And then that was that. But I was scared. I was scared, though. E-Heart ain't no joke.
So why you never battled dude, though? I'm just curious. You've been around the culture. You've been around the niggas. You've been around URL forever. You never want to battle a nigga, though.
Well, firstly, what female versus male battle have you seen on URL?
None. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Okay. And
enough said, right? Self-explanatory.
I mean,
right?
How many have you seen on Queen of the Ring? Probably one, I think. No, two.
Two. Three.
What's
the two on two with Bonnie. With Bonnie and... Against DNA, who's it? Bonnie, who's it? Bonnie
right.
and 40. Bonnie and 40 against
Bonnie
DNA,
40, DNA and
WX, Old Reg, and Hustle.
Right.
And
K-Rock and C3. Now, salute to Ms. Hustle for that battle because she made history. But it's just like, I only, like, most of the girls that battle the guys, they're on smaller leagues. I don't battle. Then
right.
they not against top tier niggas. They just started getting top 10 niggas.
Official disaster. Right.
They just started that.
QB battle Arsenal, QB battle show off. True.
Granted, I could do that because it's still been a long time since, I mean, it's still been a while that it's been happening. But they're not on the bigger leagues. Like, if I'm going to battle a guy, which is a big deal, apparently, because anybody wants me to do it,
right.
I'm going to do it
right.
Where it's going to get the most clout. You feel me? Not to say, like, the lower leagues are whack, because that's not fact. But if I'm going to do something, again, I'm strategic. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to maximize what I'm doing.
Mm.
And it would also, I would also prefer to have, you know, somebody at the top tier.
Mm.
I wouldn't just go in with, you feel me? But then there's certain guys I wouldn't even dare step in front of. Like, I wouldn't blame myself.
Right. Your toughest opponent?
I think I'm going to have to go with E. Hart. I ain't really know what to talk about. And I'm a person that needs shit to talk about because, like, I'm an angle person.
Yes, you are.
And I don't write until I have an opponent. Like, if I don't have an opponent, there's no way I can even think. I could probably, like, think of ideas for a bar, but 95% of my bars can really only be said with E. Hart. And honestly, with the E. Hart battle, that's probably the battle where I have the most general bars, like bars that could have went for anybody because it's really nothing to talk about with E. Hart. She's not, there's nothing to talk about at all. Like, and then even if there is stuff to talk about, it got to be something that's worth putting four bars into because every bar counts when you're battling somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I would definitely say she was the toughest. Just because of how good she is and how quiet she is. Yeah, she's very, very low. She doesn't involve
a silent assassin type shit.
You know, exactly. Like, she get in and get out. Like, there's no rumors about her. There's nothing. She be low. And it's crazy because E. Hart goes to a lot of events. People don't even know that. Like, at most events I'm at, she's at. But you wouldn't know that because she, you know, she plays the back. But so it was hard. It was really, really, really hard to think of what to say. But I'm like, yo, I just gotta spit these bars. So E. Hart is definitely the hardest opponent for me.
All right. Man, listen, man. Listen, I'm glad you're here. Let's talk some battle rap, Jazz. Let's talk the small room thing they got on URL, sis. What do you think about Old Red and Prince Austin, Magic Av, JC Twerk? Let's talk some shit, man.
I love it.
Let's get at some niggas, man.
I absolutely love it. This is genius. This is genius. Like, as soon as I heard about it, I automatically thought about when Magic battled John. Like, it was like...
She's going back
like
in the day
30,
now before 40. Smack had the bed.
Yeah.
They talk.
You feel me? It was like 30, 40 niggas in there. You're not getting...
Right.
You only getting crazy reactions for crazy bars. Like, crazy, like, haymakers. You're not getting crazy reaction for something that's a great bar. You're getting crazy reaction for something like explosive. You know what I mean? And it kind of... You still appreciated what people were saying without having to hear big reactions. You still appreciated it. Niggas' flows were smoother. The battle time was quicker. You don't got to wait for niggas to quiet down. You don't got to wait for niggas to stop heckling. You don't got to wait for all that. So it was just straight through. So I really, really like it. And it's weird because when Born Legacy first came out, everybody loved it. But after a while, everybody started to hate it. And that's so weird to me because, like, you feel me? Like, Born Legacy 2, Born Legacy 3, you know, niggas was like that. But once Born Legacy 4 came and 5, niggas is gassing. They be reacting too much. That's why I was mad because I was excited to do Born Legacy because I'm like, oh, my God, yes, they're going to, like, love me. They're going to be able to hear the bars. But then when it happened, it's like, oh, it was the guy's chamber and this, that, and the third. And it's just like, bruh, y'all don't know what y'all want. Y'all say y'all want more Born Legacy events because it's smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
But
you're
then
right.
It gets popular.
Right.
Then it gets, yeah, then it gets more popular and more people want to go. So now it's not a small event. Now it's about 150 people. And that's small compared to Gnome, but it's still not small. So now they got to go even smaller, which I feel like is great, especially with the battles that they have, like Be Magic and Av. Even though that was supposed to happen last year.
A year and a half ago. Yeah.
It's like, you know what? All right, you're going to finally get it. A lot of people have been, like, giving Av a hard time, saying, you know, he hasn't been the same for a while. So maybe this will make them realize, you know what I mean? Then you got Briz and O-Red. That battle is random to me, but I like it for that specific environment.
Jazz, I have concerns, though, sis. I have concerns, though, Jazz. Let me tell you my concerns, man, with Briz, though, sis. Briz, I mean, let's not get it twisted. He battled from a Spit That Heat days. That wasn't a big room. And then he battled Show Off when he first got on URL, and what's the other nigga from Virginia, Young Hot, them kind of niggas. But Briz now is more performance-based. I'm not saying you can't rock up, you can't be performance in a small room, but I think in a small room, the advantage will go to O-Red. Would you agree with me on that?
All right. No, and I'm going to tell you why. Like you said, he came from an audience of 50 people, 60 people. And you said now he's performance-based. Do you know why he's performance-based now?
Big event, big stage, Urban Plaza.
Exactly.
More people,
exactly.
Big audience. Catering to the crowd.
Went up. Exactly. His stock went up. He's only being asked to battle on big stages. You ain't going to see Briz on Born Legacy. You're not going to see that. And that's just what you have to learn to do. If he would have stuck with the same style of as a small room, he wouldn't even be where he's at right now. He wouldn't have been able to battle a K-Rock or an Arsenal or a Calico. Those are huge names. Those are niggas that only want big stages. So I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't see how he wouldn't be able to go back to what he's used to. Because who knows? Maybe he actually doesn't even like being on a big stage because he can't really rap how he wants to.
Right.
At the maximum. Well, don't get me wrong. He's performance-based, but he still be wild. But he might feel like, damn, now I could really, like, now niggas could see that I got bars, too. Because, like you said, a lot of people just think he is performance. Or, unorthodox. But
unorthodox.
Advantage, you know. So I'm not gonna say it's an advantage for O-Red. I'm just gonna say that I do think, cause normally, if this battle was announced, I would hate it, cause it doesn't sound like a good battle. I would absolutely hate it. But in a small private room, I can see this being okay. Now, this battle can be bad. It can be. But it has a good chance of not being that because the crowd ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It's going to be strictly what niggas is talking about. But I am interested, though. I am interested because Briz isn't, like, a person in general.
Right.
So I am I'm very interested in that battle, but I'm not shaking my head at it.
Peep game. So when Twerk first came on the scene, right? I like to, when I first see a new nigga come on the scene, I like to go back to the old battles, right? So I'm going back to the old battles, and look who I see in the crowd chilling. That would be you, madam. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? Like, he was in a different league, and I'm seeing Jazz chilling on stage. Like, so you saw him before he really got to URL, basically.
Yeah, I wasn't chilling. I was hosting the. I got booked to host.
He's hosting the battle. Pardon me. Right. Pardon me.
Yeah. I do be everywhere, though, right? But nah. I had got booked to host because my bro, Fastlane Fame, he battles out there, whatever. So he linked me with niggas, and they booked me to host. And I think I remember he was the main event. Twerk was the main event that night. And, he, you know, he's part of what's his? They have this thing that he's a part of called Up North. I think it's called Up North Boys or something like that. And, like, a few of them battled. They all had on white hoodies. Like, so they already looked like something. So I'm like, all right, cool. So it was him. It was Flash. Dang, I forgot the other dude's name. But he had battled, too. So now everybody keeps talking about Twerk. I'm like, all right. First of all, I'm like, yo, his name. Like, it was just really Twerk. You know, I had the same as everybody else. And, you know, then he came out. I'm like, yo, this nigga is huge. And he got a nose ring. What the hell? Like, it was just like, all right. Then he did his intro. It was very energetic. And I'm like, yo, this is about to be a show. For real, for real. So then he rapping, and he just started wowing. He battled Rip, a dude named Rip.
Rip, yeah.
And I was thoroughly impressed. I was very, very impressed. From that, I had told Norbs about him. Now, normally, I like niggas like Conceited and B-Magic and Av and, you know, JC. Niggas that's punchline rappers. Like how Norbs likes to call, and Trez. Like Norbs likes to call it boring people. But,
Chilla Jones. I like Chilla. Niggas say I'm crazy, but I can Chilla, but I rock with Chilla, guys.
No, see, Chilla wouldn't go in the category that I was talking about. Like, I'm just a punchline person. Chilla's screaming,
right.
Like.
Well, boring aspect, that's what I meant. The boring aspect, how people say Chilla's
boring. He don't like boring punchliners, like. So, when I told him about him, he was like, he just automatically, I kid you not, what he said was, first of all, don't change his name before you even bring him up to me. Swear to God, that's the first thing he said to me. And I'm like, nah, I know with the nigga fire. And he was like, yo, I know what type of niggas you like. And I'm like, yo, he's not that type of nigga. He's really, I said, he's the furthest from what you know that I really, really like. So he's just like, all right, whatever. I don't know what he did from then. Then Norris got booked to host the same league. I want to say the next year, because I had did it in, like, December, so of that year. I think that was 2015. Yeah, that was 2015. And then they had Norbs the host. And lo and behold, Norbs found the new star. He was so impressed. But, yeah, like, I knew about Twerk, and I remember telling Mike P about him, and I remember telling Facebook about him. Like, I remember that, like, thoroughly, like. I was just like, yo, it's just in everybody. Yo, what kind of name is Twerk? And if you notice, nobody even, the fans don't even talk about his name no more.
Nah, I should have done it. I should have done it.
After, like, his first two battles, battled Dougie.
Yeah.
And then, who did he battle after Dougie?
Clean Paper. I think it was Clean, right?
Nah. He could have got Clean.
Was
after
it Clean,
Dougie.
Though? Nah, I'm bugging.
Born Legacy 3, had Dougie.
Hold on, I'll tell you right now. I'm bugging the fuck out. But he battled Dougie first off.
Right. He wasn't clean after Dougie.
And then, he ain't. Hold on.
Oh, Glueezy.
Glueezy. It was Glue, that's right. And that was debatable, too.
Yeah.
You mean Gluey, that's right.
Yeah,
you mean Glue. Shout out my nigga Glue. My bad, Glue. Pardon. Jazz said it's right.
Now, hold on. I'm about to look on YouTube because I don't want to be wrong. Because I know that when he battled Dougie, was in August.
Mm-hmm.
And BL4, when I battled E-Heart, was January. That seems like enough time, right, for one battle?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think we're on point, Jack. Because I'm looking at his resume. Ill Will, Cortez, Clean, Mike P, and all of them. Yeah, it was Glue.
All right, so boom. So he did Dougie and he did Glue. I want to say after that, you know, niggas will still have bars about it, but nobody talks about, oh, your name is Twerk, because they can't, because he's fire. Like, whether you think he's gas or not, or whatever, this and third, he's fire. I do feel like the problem with Twerk is, you know, a lot of people don't know how to mute an attribute. Like, so because he performs so much, people say he doesn't have bars, or it's hard for them to realize that he's actually rapping And I hate that. I really, really hate that. But that's just what that is. I mean, people could do it, people can't. But, yeah, with Twerk, it was just like the nigga blew up. The nigga been on every card since he came out. I don't even think people noticed that. He's been on every URL card since he has come out. He did Dougie, BL3. He did Blue Easy, BL4. He did Clean, BL5. He did Mike P as a surprise battle on Gnome. Then he even popped out on Double Impact with Ryder and Jack.
Damn, Jazz, you speak,
then,
Jazz, you speaking the gospel right now. Jazz, when do we know, Jazz, we've been watching this shit forever. When have we seen a young nigga come in the game and just take off the all the attributes and all the resume that you're going down that fast? Not Tay Rock, none of these niggas. Not even DNA.
Right. He went from the TDs to the main stage in less than a year. In
Jesus,
three battles.
Man.
And he was a surprise battle against Mike P. You feel me?
Mike P,
now,
yeah.
people can have their opinions on his battles, but he works hard. He's been on every single URL card. He will make sure he is on that card. Like, after the Mike P battle that was known, he popped out with Double Impact. And I feel like he did that because he was getting so much backlash about the Mike P battle. So, you know, he probably felt like he wanted to redeem himself, which he did because niggas loved him. Then,
yes, that's
Summer
true.
Madness, was he on Summer Madness? Yes, he was on Summer Madness with Cortez.
Ill Will, right?
Oh yeah, he did Summer Madness, and no, he did Double Impact, then he did Born Legacy Supreme with Ill Will. Like,
that shit is crazy.
And it's like, he might have losses, like, he might have debatables, he might have some performances not good as others, but you can never leave a Twerk battle and saying he was trash. I ain't never left the Twerk.
No, I cannot. I can never say that. I can never say son is trash. I thought the Cortez battle, he didn't seem comfortable like his normal self to me. He looked more agitated. You know what I'm saying? And
I
edged the Cortez, but
battle.
Twerk is. Oh, you ain't watch it yet? Okay.
No,
gotcha,
I haven't watched
gotcha,
it yet. Gotcha. But, I mean, again, he might, you know, everybody's not going to be 100% every battle, so it's kind of like
it's impossible.
His showing
right,
wasn't
it's impossible.
Right. His showing wasn't as good, but imagine if he was to take his break. Do I think he needs a break? Yeah, I don't think people are tired of
him. I think JC does too, though, sis.
I don't think JC needs a break, and I'm gonna tell you why I think Twerk needs a break and why he doesn't. I don't think he needs a break because it's weird. People think Twerk needs a break not because they're tired of seeing him. Because there's plenty of battlers where fans will say he needs a break. I'm tired of seeing him. Nobody's tired of seeing Twerk. What they want is Twerk to be on, you know, his show.
Madness!
Because they know. Because they know, like, he's fire. But also, he should take a break because it's kind of like we want to see that. No, I ain't gonna lie. That Ill Will battle, he was wilding. I don't know
why. Yeah, he was
wilding.
He was wilding.
He was wilding. Like, so I think people need to see that. And that was after the Mike T battle, so he definitely felt like he had to prove himself with that too. But I mean, JC, it's weird. JC always needs a break simply because he's hardworking. Like, but he's so nice, though. And he's another one where his performances don't be as good as others, but when it's time, he show up and show out.
Were you a supporter of JC battling Lux? Are you a supporter of that? People told me shut the fuck up. I was kind of running with that campaign, and niggas told me I'm high. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Kill yourself. I'm like, all right, my niggas. Jeb and T-Town battle.
No, I definitely am a supporter of that. I am, but it has to be the right. It has to be the right environment. Honestly, it really does.
I know we wrapped here. I want to ask you your chemistry with Queensfoot, man. Y'all niggas' chemistry is like on some Bonnie and Clyde shit, though. How did that even develop? That shit is like organic with y'all.
I know he remembers how he hit me up. I don't remember if it was on Twitter or what, but his first battle he seen to me was QB. And, like, he would make fun of me, and he would say I lost, although he didn't really mean it. But he would say I lost just because, what line was it that QB said? I don't remember what line it was, but he really, really liked that line from her. And he was like, I don't even know what it meant, but it was fire. Like, so then I met him. I finally met him when K-Shine battled DNA. And after the event, like, he came up to me, whatever, and we was just laughing, joking. Then, you know, he started doing battle rap exploration. And I think right. I did his first episode.
Those shits were dope,
I think
though.
It was me.
Those shits were dope,
yeah.
though. You, Farrah, I think it was. Shayna, that shit was dope, though. That
right.
Dope.
I did the first one. Like, I think it was, I just remember me and Conceited. And I think DNA was there, too. But that's
yeah,
how it started off.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess because, you know, he was feeding off the energy, people, you know, would comment about it and stuff like that. That's when he started, like, we started doing a lot of blogs together. Like, he would just come up with stuff for us to do. And, I mean, it's just natural. Like, we have similar personalities. We both goofy as hell. And it is sometimes
right.
it'd be scary because it'd be like, yo, how is this? Like, how is this? Like, sometimes he'll know what I'm thinking or I'll know what he's
right.
thinking. Like, or we'll do the same thing at the same time. Like, it's real weird. But, you know, people like
yo,
it.
Yo, I'm proud
people
of that nigga,
it,
Jazz.
So
I'm not going to front, man. I'm really proud of that nigga, man. That nigga's hustle game is out of here, man. That
crazy.
Nigga AO
it's
battle shit is on fire. Yo, Flip's a wild nigga, man.
He's
always
crazy.
A wild
he's
nigga,
always
man.
Been. He's always his mind is always going. Like he'll hit me up, Jazz. Let's do a blog on this. Sometimes I'll say nah, that's corny. Sometimes I will say yo, let's do it. Like there's so many blogs that we didn't do because it was just like, are people gonna watch this or is this really gonna be good? But like he just like when he came up with date or do like. He just was like, yo, let's do this thing where, and he's so on the spot. Like, I think when he told me it, I did it like the next day. Like, I didn't even plan out those battle rappers. I was feeding off what he was saying. So if he gave me a whack battle rapper or, you know, a bad one, I would give him a bad one. So it was like, I was improvising all night. But a lot of the stuff is just, I don't know. It's not forced. It's natural.
Right, yeah. Not at all. Nah, you can tell that shit is not forced. Nah, that shit ain't forced. You can tell that shit ain't forced, man. Y'all just having fun and bugging the fuck out and shit. Before we wrap it up here, are you battling? Hang on, one more battle rap question. Are you battling at all 2018?
I might.
You never disclose anybody's name, but do you think you are?
I don't know. I don't know.
That sound like a no,
Jazz. I really can't tell you. I mean, it's been times where I felt like I wasn't even going to battle no more. Like, and I haven't had three battles since. Like, so it just all depends on the climate
right.
of everything and how I'm feeling. But at this point, it's just kind of like, if there's no girls to battle, it got to be a guy. But then it's like, all right, who, like, and then it's, I don't know, man. Like I said, E Heart, I did it for a reason. Like, it was just like, y'all can't really tell me nothing anymore for me to feel like, dang, I got to prove myself again. I don't.
I'm going to go left field on you right quick. You know who would have been a good battle for you to battle male-wise if he had his mind right at the time, and especially the way you are now because you matured so much? Yo, you and Young Ill would have been kind of funny to me. That would have been interesting.
Wow. I kind of like
that.
Real talk. Yeah. I kind of like that. I think I've seen that a few times, like, years ago. That would be that would be pretty interesting. Me and Young Ill was actually the first person that put me on the official. Like, I don't know how I always be putting people on. Like, he called me one day. It was back in, like, I guess when she started, 2013, 2012 maybe. He was like, yo, Jazz, I found somebody that could beat you. So I'm like, what you mean? He was like, yo, it's this girl named Official. She just battled in this tournament. Yo, she rapped like a nigga, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, all right. He's like, yo, whenever the link dropped, whenever Verb dropped the link, I'm going to send it to you. I'm like, all right, cool. He sent me this shit. I'm like, dog, she cold. I put in, like, the Queen of the Ring group, like, yo, this girl Official's fire, this, that, and the third. Mad people got onto her. And it's just, like, boom, Now look at her. To me, Official got the best resume in female battle rap. Period. Nobody's close.
Really? Nobody's
first
close?
First of all, we gonna start with the girls that she got on her resume. She got E-Hart.
C3, classic. Mm-hmm.
Me. Hustle. QB. Like you said, C3. Tori. Couture.
Lex Banco. Lex Banco.
Yeah. As far as like
Lex Banco.
I know I'm missing people. I'm missing people. Because she battled even on other leagues. Freaking. All right, we're going to stop there. That already is like the top of the top. Like, the only top girl she don't got is Gaddis. Now, let's talk about the guy she got. Disaster. Disaster is probably one of the most popular male battle rappers in the world. Don't do that.
I gotta
do that,
Chaz, man. Chaz, let me tell you why.
Diz,
let's have this talk,
Diz
man. He doesn't beat Negroes, Chaz.
Popular?
He don't beat black people. I'm not trying to pull a race car.
Time out,
black folks.
But what does that have to do with how popular he is? How known he is? He's one of the most known battle rappers in the world.
I agree with that.
She got
that part. I agree with
right. Mm-hmm. She got Daylight. She got who? Dang! Now I'm about to pull up her stuff because I know I'm missing people. First of all,
she battled some other nigga that some nondescript nigga I never heard of back a while ago. I forgot the nigga's name. Some nigga she washed him up like it was nothing. Some nigga I never even heard of before. She got him smooth the fuck up out of here.
Let me see what she got.
She didn't really battle mad dudes though.
She was battling guys before she battled girls.
I think Bonnie battled more dudes than Official though, Jazz though.
I'm not gonna lie. Bonnie has a lot of battles. Like I ain't even gonna hold.
Yeah, a lot.
So I don't
she wants some DNA shit, my nigga. She wants some DNA shit.
I think you are right though. I think she does have more guy battles than Official, but Bonnie doesn't have any top tier girl on her resume. Well, she has Gaddis. No, she has Gaddis and she has Misfit. So she has people that Official doesn't have.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Her best battle was against Gaddis. Whether she won or lost, that was the best battle on her resume.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That battle was really good. That battle was probably the best that year that happened. That was a really, really good battle. But it's kind of like with Bonnie, she doesn't battle people that can up her ranking and her respect in female battle rap. Like,
that's why,
you know, like, she hasn't battled, she's weird, she hasn't battled, like, even a Couture or a Tori or a Pharah, you know, let alone a Shayna, QB, me, E-Hart. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, Bonnie puts in the work to get popular, but it's certain people that will give you that rank.
That good look that you need.
Yeah. She hasn't done that. But I think Official has the best resume. Bonnie might have more males, but that female shit that Official got, Blows all of that away. Official at one point, Official and Bonnie was tied for the hardest working female, but then Bonnie just took off. I think when Official was chilling, Bonnie took off. Like when Official battled me, Hustle and Lady Luck, that was the year that Bonnie was wilding, and then the next year Bonnie was just doing mad battles. But it's kind of like there's an asterisk next to Bonnie's name.
So. Yeah, definitely. So where do you put QB at in this discussion? Because she beat Show Off. She beat Arsenal. She beat Arsenal and beat Show Off. She got Show Off up out of here, man. Let's keep it tall. Bonnie battled Averb, too. Let me throw that out there. I forgot. She battled Ava.
Bonnie battled a lot of. She battled Ava. She battled QP.
Uno Lavos.
And QP.
She was wearing that bright green dress. Neither here nor there. That bright green. Neither here nor there, guys. But that green dress was. Oof, she was mad loud, fam. Mad loud though.
Amen.
So
Talking about QB,
talk about QB. I want to hear your opinion about QB though.
As far as the guys, I do see her battling more guys now simply because there's no more girls for her to battle, and she probably still wants to battle. You feel me? And get that bag. So, but yeah, QB's definitely stepping her shit up too. E Heart used to be on the same type of wave I was on, like the once a year thing. But now she's battling left and right. Like, you feel me? Like, she's battling guys all over the place. So, salute to them. They definitely keeping they battle thing going. But, yeah, now, as far as music.
Some of your freestyles was dope, though, when you was rhyming off some of the old school 90s shit. You know I'm an old head, so you know I appreciate shit like that. I'm an old nigga, so you know how that goes, Jazz. But a nigga like me appreciate that kind of shit. You know what I mean? What's up with the freestyles, though?
Because
you and Hustle sound good on beats. I love the girls. I haven't really heard them too much, but nah, 40 makes good music too. I ain't gonna front. 40 makes good music, but you Hustle making some dope music right now. Shout out to K Slay holding her down because I fuck with Miss Hustle music heavy and shit though. You going back in the lab or what we doing?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just like play around and do freestyles on IG. But as far as musically, I feel like I said, I can work way harder than I do. But I can say that this year I have put out the most material. That makes sense. Like, there's a little different. Sometimes I'll drop songs. Sometimes I'll do freestyles. Sometimes I'll do videos. Sometimes I'll drop songs without the videos. I can say that this year I have dropped the most. But I do think it's not enough because I definitely was supposed to drop a project since I started battle rapping, and we just spoke about how long ago that was. So, I really feel like it's time, like it's really really time because it's no going up from here for me. Like I've done everything, and I do feel like battle rap is kind of.
When you start a family, man. Tick 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 tick. I mean,
you said what?
She got mad quiet. Very quick. I said like, when you start a
no,
family.
No, I had to
man,
make sure I was hearing right.
What? She's like, nigga, what? Yeah, you know, you ain't getting no young though, child. You're 26. Tick tick tick, man. You know, we need a little jazz, jazz rapper junior running where I am, man. Nah,
you're playing.
She's like, fuck that, Freddie Wallace. Nah, I'll feel you.
I'm really saying
Jazz.
That. Wait, did he really just say that?
Yeah. Loso just got married recently. Shout out to Loso, you know. Went
okay,
to the club, Loso.
That'll mean he's got a family soon. Like, what?
Oh, man. Pump the brakes, Jazz. Are you saying pump the brakes?
Please.
Slow your
up. Brakes.
ASAP. Brakes. Oh, man. This is fun. Yeah, you got to come back up here, man, and talk some battle rap, man, because you know a lot of shit. I respect your opinion heavily, so, you know, that's okay with you.
That's fine.
All right. Jazz, I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, sister, for real, man.
No problem.
Shout out to Jazz, man. You already know what it is, man. Salute, sister.
All right, later.
All right, that's what it is, man. Jazz the Rapper, PSA Podcast. One!